Surely you don't believe that, Kenner said.
I do. I'm not speciesist. Every living creature.
Even the malaria parasite?
Well, it's part of nature.
Then do you oppose the elimination of polio and smallpox? They were part of nature, too.
Well, I would have to say it's part of the arrogant pattern of mankind, changing the world to suit his purposes, a testosterone-driven impulse, not shared by women.
You didn't answer me, Kenner said. Do you oppose the elimination of polio and smallpox?
You're playing with words.
Hardly. Is changing the world to suit one's purposes unnatural?
Of course. It is interfering with nature. Ever seen a termite mound? A beaver dam? Those creatures change the environment dramatically, affecting many other creatures.
Are they interfering with nature?
The world is not in danger, she said, from termite mounds.
Arguably it is. The total weight of termites exceeds the total weight of all the humans in the world, 1,000 times greater, in fact. Do you know how much methane termites produce? And methane is a more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide.
I can't continue this, Anne said. You enjoy arguing. I don't. I just want to make the world a better place. I'm going to go read a magazine now.
She went to the front of the plane and sat down, her back to Kenner. Sarah stayed where she was.
Her intentions are good, she said.
And her information is bad, Kenner said. A prescription for disaster. Ted Bradley roused himself. He had watched the debate between Kenner and Anne. He liked Anne. He was pretty sure he had gone to bed with her. When he was drinking, he sometimes couldn't remember. But he had a vaguely fond memory of Anne, and he assumed that was the reason for it.
I think you're being harsh, Bradley said in his presidential tone.
Why should you call someone like Anne a prescription for disaster? She cares very much about these issues. She has devoted her life to them, really. She cares.
So what? Kenner said. Caring is irrelevant. Desire to do good is irrelevant. All that counts is knowledge and results. She doesn't have the knowledge. And worse, she doesn't know it. Human beings don't know how to do the thing she believes ought to be done.
Like what?
Like managing the environment. We don't know how to do that.
What are you talking about? Bradley said, throwing his hands in the air. This is nonsense. Of course we can manage the environment.
Really?
Do you know anything about the history of Yellowstone Park, the first national park?
I've been there.
That's not what I asked.
Could you just get to the point? Bradley said. It's pretty late for Q&A, Professor. You know what I mean?
All right, then, Kenner said. I'll tell you.